The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Metropolis is now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go. We're burning daylight.
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the program. This is DW60's Press Row, however you may be listening. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music. We're glad you're here to find out what's happening over at the Walt Disney World Resort. This is Jeff. That's Nicole.
Hello.
We're here with you.
We are. We are here with a new episode, tons of new Disney news. And we're just here to chat with you about it, just hanging out like friends, you know? If that's what it feels like for us. I don't know about you guys. Just feels like we're hanging out.
Yeah, just hanging out, you know. If we sound a little weird, it's because we've been sick.
We were, yeah. Well, I don't know. Kind of still are.
Which would kind of explain, you know, last week as to, you know, why we didn't have an episode.
We called in sick.
Well, first I called in sick.
Yeah.
Because last Saturday we went to a birthday party over in Pensacola. And on the way back from a birthday party, within an hour of leaving, I just declined, like within 10 steps.
Rapidly.
We walked into Publix. I was feeling fine right before we walked into Publix. And this is nothing against Publix. Don't get me wrong. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
I was fine when we got out of the car, walked into Publix, and I'm like 50 feet in, and I look at Nicole, and I'm like, I don't feel good at all.
It like hit you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah. And just the aches and pains started, and this congestion started, you know, in my head. I was like, okay, we got to make this a short trip, because normally we like spend a little bit of time in Publix because we don't have one. And I was like, you need to get your pub sub. I'm going to get my chicken. We need to go and get home because I just don't feel good. And so the rest of the way back to Pensacola was just, it was rough for me.
And it's like a 2-hour drive for us home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you slept.
I did. I slept a lot during that time. And then 24 hours later, we're not even, I'd say 12 hours later, when Nicole wakes up Sunday morning, she's like, I feel like I'm swallowing knives in my throat.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's not good.
I thought I had like strep or something. But no, I think it was just drainage, and it was just not fun. So a week later, still congested, but we made it.
Yeah, the aches and pains are gone, but the congestion is still there. Mm-hmm. So everything is just constantly, all the time. And that's why we sound the way we do. But that's why we didn't have a podcast for you guys last week. We apologize. But definitely needed some rest. And we started talking about last weekend and this weekend, like, it would have been great if we had football while we were sick.
Man, we're so ready for football.
Like, it's like college game day. I woke up, I watched a TikTok the other day, and it had this, you know, sound from CBS SEC football going on, you know, blah, 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 taking on blah, blah, blah. And you hear the sound, and Nicole's like, oh my gosh, I missed that.
It like scratches something in my brain.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, we're starting to talk about, okay, well, what do you want to eat first day for college football? What do we want to have?
Oh, the food is half of the,
half the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. Tachos.
We plan our weekend around football.
Yeah, we kind of do. And I've told Nicole in the past, and she kind of agrees with me. The days of going to, on a Saturday or Sunday, going to like Target, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, or anything else is out the door during football season. Because we literally spend from the time we wake up watching game day to the time Sunday night football goes off, we're there in the living room ready to watch football. We don't care what team it is. You know, I care about rooting for the teams I don't like, of course, but we just don't care.
We just like to have football on.
Yeah.
And it said something that when you watched it was like, it's a crisp fall day. You got, you know, food on and And you got a fall candle lit. And oh my God, I just love it.
I've always wanted the opportunity, and I never got to spend a full Saturday and a full Sunday at Walt Disney World over at the ESPN Club watching football the whole time.
Did you ever go there?
I never stepped inside that place. No, never did.
I've been in there a couple times.
I never thought about it because, you know, I'm on vacation, I'm at Disney, I want to do all these different things and everything else. But the more I thought about it, I was like, I would have loved to have spent 2 days in there just, you know, getting appetizers, drinks, watching some college football, watching some of the NFL, you know, and I never did it. And it's not that there's not other places you can go to throughout Walt Disney World to do stuff like that, but I would have really liked to have gone to the ESPN.
It was cool. I think I liked even better the ESPN Club in Disneyland. It was really cool.
Is it a lot different?
Yeah. To me, it was.
What was different about it, though?
The one in Disneyland seemed bigger to me.
Okay.
And I remember going to the restroom at the one in Disneyland one time. I can't remember if they had. I'm sure they had it in Disney World too. But they have TVs in the bathroom. Like in the stalls.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
That way you don't miss a minute of the action.
You do not miss a thing. But I do remember that.
You know what they should do?
And a shirt from there too.
The old NBA Experience building, which is so underutilized right now. Like not being used for anything really at all. And this is huge structure and it could house so many different things, but ESPN could really do something great with that place and turn it into a mecca sports gathering place that they don't have anymore in Walt Disney World.
Right.
Do something with it, Disney. Or ESPN, please. I mean,
sports bar would be awesome at Disney Springs.
Yeah. I think it would work out well.
Not last year, but the year before, they did game day from the Magic Kingdom. Remember that?
Trying to think.
They were up at the train station.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
What game was that for?
UCF.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe UCF Florida. Makes sense.
Okay.
Maybe. But, yeah, they did. I think it was somebody was playing UCF. Or was Florida, Georgia in Florida? I don't know. No, I don't know what it was. But they did college game day from the Magic Kingdom.
That's crazy.
2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. Huh. It was cool.
Good times. Good times.
I mean, that would have been the mecca for us, I think.
Probably so.
I've been to game day quite a few times.
I've never been. I've never been anywhere around where I could go.
It's very
It was always cool. Hours upon hours away. And I'm not driving that long. Two, I'm not waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get out there just to stand.
Yeah.
For the next 6.5 hours.
One time I slept in my car.
Dedication.
To go.
Dedication.
I was a visiting fan who was at, it was at a school that I was the visiting team. And then a couple times when I was at Oregon, they had game day at Oregon. Cause that was the like Chip Kelly, Marcus Mariota era of Oregon football.
Oh, okay.
So they were there quite a bit. And then the time I slept in my car, game day was at University of Washington, but Oregon was the visiting team, but we went to that too.
Fun.
My son goes on Barstool.
You went to that one with your dad, right?
I went to the ones in Oregon. My dad came down.
Oh, okay.
Because the one that my dad came down for, we went to game day, which, you know, on the West Coast starts filming at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then we went back to my apartment and slept. And then we went to the game that night, which was Oregon playing Stanford. And whoever won went to the Rose Bowl and Oregon lost by a field goal. Really rough.
I'm just trying to imagine Bill at college game day. I mean, I know what Bill's like any other time. Mm-hmm. Bill at the restaurant. Bill, you know, at a concert. Bill just at the house. Bill at college game day. I bet you it was fun.
It was so much fun.
I bet it was.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, jeez.
Sports, like my brother's not really into sports, so it's always been like me and my dad's thing.
Yeah, sure.
Anyways, back to Walt Disney World. Thanks for going down memory lane with us.
Yeah.
Well, let's start. We were talking about the NBA experience at Disney Springs, so we'll start there.
Okay.
Disney did announce this last week that there's going to be a new Indian restaurant coming to Disney Springs called Eat. They said that we are excited to share that I'm going to like butcher this name. I'm so sorry to this wonderful woman, this magnificent chef. I'm going to butcher her name. I apologize. It says Manit Chauhan. She's an acclaimed James Beard Award-winning chef and Food Network star. And they're going to bring famed Indian cuisine to Disney Springs with the opening of Eat later this year. So her name is Manit. And it's EAT is the restaurant name, EET, like part of her name. So
yeah,
very excited for that. It doesn't say where. That was always my question is where?
Yeah,
where
is it a new building or have they gutted another one and going to start up somewhere else? Or?
No.
That's interesting. Okay.
So TBD on that, but it says later this year. So
kind of wonder if I'd look it up real quick.
There's only a couple months left in 2023, which makes me think maybe it's been something they've been. I think the most logical place for me is part of Bongo's. They took out part of it's going to be a restaurant called Summer House on the Lake. And I wonder if it's going to be part of there. So I don't know. That's the only place I can think of.
That's an interesting logo they've got right there. Or I like that.
It says later this year. So is it like an existing place that they're taking over? Like is something leaving? I don't know. So it says they already have a restaurant in Nashville.
Okay. I think it's going to be interesting to try.
I'm excited. We love Indian food.
So I'll definitely go for it.
It is the first restaurant in Disney Springs, head by a female chef, which is awesome. And like I mentioned, she is a James Beard Award-winning chef, and Disney Springs is the largest collection of restaurants by James Beard Award-winning chefs in the world. So just add to that roster. I mean, you don't think of a word like world acclaimed food when you think of a theme park. But Disney Springs definitely is a mecca of delicious, delicious food.
Almost definitely. I agree.
I have more Disney Springs news. Should I just keep going?
Go for it.
Awesome. So over if you've been in Trendy, if you've been in the Christmas shop at Disney Springs, you've seen these candles by a company called Bose Signature Candles. They are an Orlando-based candle shop, and they've kind of been working with Disney to produce these candles reminiscent of smells that you would smell around the parks. And now they're going to be getting their own store, and we know that that is what's going to be taking over the previous location of Sosa Family Cigars over in Disney Springs. So that closed the beginning of the year, abruptly, honestly. And because we were there in December. And then I think in January, February, it closed.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
So now we know that Bose Signature Candles is going to be taking in that location. They are soy-based candles. And so now they've been, you know, available at the Marketplace and some other places in Disney Springs. And now they'll have their own brick-and-mortar location in Disney Springs. So the sign has popped up, said, like, opening soon. Well, it says fall 2023. So, again, we get a season and then a month and then a date. So hopefully fall, we will find out soon when that's going to be opening up.
I kind of go back to the comment that you made when you found out about the story. You're like, this is the only thing that Disney could think of to mask the smell of cigars inside of that store. Because that cigar store was there for what, 20 years?
It was there, yeah, I think 25 years. It was there a very long time. And that was the comment that people made when they walked by. It's like, oh my gosh, the smell is so strong. So,
well, they are cigars.
Yes. And I guess it had been there for 25 years. So.
I know that was my first trip in December. And I was like, I plan on going. I want to go back. I want to go back. And then just we found out the news it was closing. I was so bummed.
You know? Great. I mean, they were like super informative, super helpful.
Oh,
like,
yeah. 100%. Yeah.
They were awesome.
Maybe they're open back up somewhere in Orlando. I don't know. Maybe that's a good wish.
It is.
Still stop by and say hello to them. So.
But the
new candle company's fine. I mean,
we like candles.
That's like a dime a dozen candle companies right now that try to do Disney smells. You know, it's all over the place. So what's one more? Try it out. Why not?
Yeah. This seems to be Disney sanctioned.
Yes.
And then my last bit, I think, of Disney Springs news is Visit Orlando is putting on their magical dining again this year from August 13th to October 1st. You can enjoy a 3-course prefix dinner at some of Orlando's most popular restaurants with pricing set at either $40 or $60 per person, plus tax and gratuity. And 4 of the restaurants that are participating in Visit Orlando's Magical Dining are at Walt Disney World. So Amare at Swan Reserve has a $40 menu. Il Molino. I don't remember. I think that's at either the Swan or the Dolphin. No. Is that on the Boardwalk?
I don't remember.
Why am I blanking on that? STK at Disney Springs is going to have a $60 menu, and then Haleo, also at Disney Springs, is going to have the $40 menu as well. So this is a three-course prefix menu. When you go to the restaurant and you're seated, they'll hand you like the regular menu. You just let them know that you're there for the Visit Orlando Magical Dining, and they'll give you the menu for that. And you'll enjoy a three-course prefix dinner for pretty much $40 a person, which is wild.
That's fantastic.
Sometimes, you know, your entree can be $40, especially like in the STK menu, $60. But STK can get very pricey very quickly because it's a la carte. So, I mean, check it out. It's August 13th through October 1st. So you definitely have some time.
Most definitely.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to check it out.
We'll see.
Let's see. Oh, and then leaving Disney Springs finally. Disney's Hollywood Studios, their extended evening hours for Deluxe Resort and Deluxe Villa guests has been extended through the fall. You're going to be staying in a Deluxe Resort or a Deluxe Villa on September 30th, October 5th, October 11th, October 19th, and October 25th. You can visit Disney's Hollywood Studios for their extended evening hours and enjoy attractions like Aliens Swirling Saucers, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, Muppet Vision 3D, Rock and Roller Coaster, Slinky Dog Dash, Star Tours, Toy Story Mania, and the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. You're not a fan of it.
I'm not. Well, it's not that I'm not a fan of it. I think it's great. I've always thought ever since they made the change to only allow, you know, deluxe resort guests to enjoy this, I think has been one of Chapek's bad ideas, and he had a lot of them. I don't think just 30 minutes of time in the morning for all the other resort guests who are paying a good amount of money to stay in those resorts are only getting that amount of time in the morning, and I think they should get it in the evening as well. It's one of the perks that Disney decided to modify, and a lot of people just have not been very happy with the change. And I get why they do get it, that they pay a premium price for staying in a deluxe resort. I get it. But you can tie this to, you know, the same thing of people paying a premium price to get to enjoy Galactic Star Cruiser. Not everybody can afford it. Disney has made it that way to where not everybody can afford it. And that's why I think everybody should be able to enjoy extra magic hours, both in the morning and in the evening like they used to.
What always confuses me about this is that it's tied to your resort.
Right.
It's extended park admission, but not tied to your ticket. So whether you're staying at All-Star Movies or you're staying at the Grand Floridian, the price of your ticket is the same.
It is, yeah.
But guests at the Grand Floridian get more time in the park because of where they're staying, not because of the ticket they bought. Like, that always confused me. You know, for Universal Studios Hollywood, they have the option to purchase, it's usually like $20 or $30, but you have the option to purchase early entry into Super Nintendo Land, Super Nintendo World.
Yeah.
And it was like $20 to add on to your ticket, but you get extra time in that land, extra time in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
And you pay for it, sure. But it's tied to your ticket. Like, it just didn't, that part never made sense to me. I get it, but I think
it's just one of those other things that Disney does we don't understand as to why they're doing it. Yeah. And the reason why it's only tied to your resort and not your ticket. I pay the same amount as that person.
Right.
For my ticket. I don't get a discount or anything else like that unless I'm a pass holder or anything else. That just doesn't, yeah, again, it doesn't make any sense. Should be all around, no matter what. If you're staying in a Disney resort, you get this perk. That's like some of the sit-down restaurants that you have at some of these deluxe resorts. Mm-hmm. If they were to sit there and say, this table service restaurant is only for these resort guests, because they are staying there.
Yep.
So if you're staying at the Grand Floridian, you have access to this restaurant. And it may not be a five-star or whatever, but it's a very unique restaurant. I can understand that. You're paying the extra for the perk for that resort. When it comes to a Disney ticket, we all pay the same price, pretty much. That's so what's the difference?
It's tied to your resort stay and not your ticket. That's what always, like, blew my mind.
That's very weird.
Because I think if they tied it to a ticket, people would pay.
And I think they would too.
Right, but and this extended evening hours is only available like twice a week. So you're paying for 7 nights, you know, the increased price, but you only get the perk 2 or 3 nights a week.
And isn't that kind of the way they work discounts on resorts? Like if you stay at a value resort, you get a 15% discount for X amount of nights, blah, blah, blah. If you stay at a deluxe resort, you get a 30% discount for staying this many nights. I understand that.
Yeah.
I get that. You're paying more. You get a little bit more of a discount. But more park time because you're just a resort guest of that resort? No. Yeah. I just don't agree with it.
That's why we don't make the rules.
Yeah. It would make sense if we did. I'm just saying. That's what I think. Anything else?
That was it. That's it for me.
Okay. I want to start with a question.
Okay.
I saw a TikTok on this earlier today. That kind of stuck in my mind.
Okay.
So normally when you walk around the Walt Disney World theme parks, Disneyland theme parks, any of the Disney parks around the world, you go to visit characters. You want to get your pictures, but you also want to get autographs.
Yeah.
And for years upon years, the thing to do for autographs, Disney has said, buy an autograph book. We got these autograph books and you can have the character sign their name. You can do your picture and then you go on to the next one.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of room. I want to ask you, what do you think is also something else that's really good to use to get signatures on of Disney characters?
Oh,
and then I'll tell you what I saw on TikTok.
Okay. I've seen t-shirts and pillowcases with fabric markers.
Right.
I've seen mats for picture frames, and you put a picture in the middle.
I never thought of that. That's pretty good.
I've seen that Disney makes a book of all the characters, and then you have the character sign their page.
Right.
Seen that one. This might be what you're talking about. I saw, was it like a Stanley bottle or something?
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And it was like Sharpie paint markers.
So this person on TikTok bought a black stainless steel, either it's a Yeti or a Hydro Flow or whatever. It's pretty big in size. I would say at least a 24 plus ounce. And what they did is they brought a gold Sharpie pen with them. And as they went to each character would sign their name on the bottle. And I just thought that is a genius idea.
And then you take it home and like slather it in clear epoxy
or something. Yeah, and it would be there forever. And you could take it with you on every single trip because a lot of people take their water bottles with them nowadays because they can fill them up at the different stations.
Highly recommend.
Oh, 100%. So you're not paying $6 for a bottle of water. And I just thought to myself, I was like, that's a great idea.
You know, I
never thought of that.
I was looking at a menu. I don't remember what restaurant it was at Disney the other day. And I saw a bottle of water. It was $3.75. And Disney has like rot our brains. I was like, only $3.75 for a bottle of Dasani? I was like, that's a pretty good price. Ugh. Man, it's a bottle of water.
It's water.
Like 50 cents.
And it's Dasani, so it's not that special.
Right. It was just funny because I was like, oh.
What was that name of that name of the bottle of water they left for us at the Swan and Dolphin? What was that?
Voss.
Now that's good water. That's really good water.
Jeff has been obsessed with Voss ever since.
It's like ever since they left that for us in our room and I drank it, I went, this is probably the best water I've ever had in my life. And I haven't had it since. Plus it comes in a glass container.
You're still talking about it. It's been over a year later. Yeah.
It's like a year and a half, and I'm still talking about this water, yet I can get it down the street. I've just never gotten it before. I don't even know how much it costs.
Like, yeah, it's probably like $5 or $6.
But it's worth it. Did you drink any of it?
No.
Have you had it before?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It makes me think of, what was that movie? What Adam Sandler movie? Was it Grown Ups, maybe? Maybe it was Grown Ups. And, or one of the Grown Ups movies. And they're at a restaurant, and he was like, do you have Voss water? And they're like, oh my God, your kid's so bougie asking for a Voss water because they're like at the lake or something. It's funny.
Like I would, you know, chalk that up as to be like, you know, special occasion water. You know, once every now and then type of water. Because I just sat there and I just savored every last sip of that Voss water. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so good. But yeah, a water bottle to bring to Walt Disney World for character autographs. And especially since maybe it's for a little one, it's something that they can continue to bring with them every single year after you clear coat it. That way it doesn't come off. And I think the kids would love that. Instead of just an autograph book, Because what happens with that? That gets thrown in a drawer after you're done with your vacation.
What do you do with it?
And you never see it again.
No.
With a water bottle, we use them all day, every day sometimes.
Yeah.
I take a water bottle with me to work. I know you take one with you to work. I know you guys listening. A lot of you probably take one with you.
Emotional support water bottle.
Yeah. So that's just an interesting idea. But I want to know if anybody else has any other good ideas to have character names put on something that has a good keepsake other than just Disney's, you know, version of an autograph book. So let us know. Send us a text message if you like. You can send a text message to us at 408-909-3960, or you can send an email to dw60@srsounds.com as well. All right, so Walt Disney Company celebrating its 100th anniversary quietly at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Really, the focal point of this celebration is the Disneyland Resort.
Yeah,
let's not mince words here, but Disney is going to be, you know, doing its wrap up kind of the transformation of Epcot that's gone on for quite a few years now, and they're going to be having their own Disney 100 celebration at the Walt Disney World Resort. It's going to begin on September the 28th. It's going to last. I'm sorry, September 22nd. It's going to last until December the 31st of this year. For the celebration at Walt Disney World for Disney 100. There are already some Disney 100 backdrops located at all four of the theme parks and Disney Springs as well. There's Disney 100 magic shots and other photo pass opportunities across the resort. And then at Epcot, the Disney 100 celebration is going to add some platinum Mickey Mouse sculpture to provide a photo op with Spaceship Earth in the background. That's kind of cool. I think that'd be a great... nice addition. They'll also be adding an all-new mural there in World Celebration, which is formerly known as the Center of Future World area, whenever it's finally done. It's going to feature 100 Disney characters. World Celebration is also going to be decorated with Disney 100 platinum banners and decor. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse will appear in their platinum costumes over at the Imagination Pavilion. And then at night, Spaceship Earth is going to be light up and featuring special colors and lights accompanied by the Disney 100 anthem, which is a rendition of When You Wish Upon a Star. So I'm sure that's going to be a very cool show to see.
September 22nd, eh?
Yeah. It's crazy because a lot of people will stop what they're doing in the middle of the evening in order to catch Spaceship Earth come to life. Mm-hmm. As these beacons of light start to happen and the music comes on. I mean, it's a real thing for people to literally stop what they're doing, walk all the way halfway around the World Showcase just to get back to Spaceship Earth. And I get it. It's awesome. It's fantastic. It looks really good.
So this Disney 100 celebration, date-wise, lines up with my prediction for the opening of Moana and the new Nighttime Spectacular in Epcot. I'm telling you, I've been saying it for months now. October 1st.
Yeah, I was about to say, you've been saying October 1st for a while.
Yeah. So, this just, it just adds to it. It's coming.
It does. It does. They also said that Epcot is going to be the exclusive park if you want to purchase a brand new purple metallic Mickey balloon premium popcorn bucket during the celebration as well. So a lot of people are going to want to get that.
We are not popcorn.
I am not. I love the popcorn. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I just don't like the popcorn buckets.
We just don't have anywhere to put it or anything to do with it.
Like the only, I think there's two that I've wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're both from Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that's it. You came home with
I got an alien sipper.
You know,
and then
I thought it was a popcorn bucket at first.
The only popcorn bucket that I've wanted has been the alien popcorn bucket. So they have like a normal alien one, and then they have the Christmas alien one, which I have passed up on and now deeply regret. But it's like an alien in like Christmas pajamas.
Yeah.
And then they have a normal alien one. But yeah, the only sipper I have is the alien one, but that's a small size.
Like the last 2 years you've passed up on it. And I was so surprised.
Oh, like, the popcorn bucket?
Yeah. They're like, oh, they came back.
I don't
I'm like,
think
well,
they did
we're
it
gonna,
last year.
We're going to be there. You got to get it. And you're like, no, I don't think.
I know. And then you wanted the Millennium Falcon one and yes. The AT-AT.
Yes. Those are the two that I wanted. And I wasn't around to get them. If I was there, I would have gotten it, but I was not there. Also, now, even though Disney has announced this, mm-hmm. There is a brand new nighttime spectacular being developed for Epcot. They're currently in the middle of construction in the World Showcase Lagoon. But we do know it's going to be replacing Harmonious and, of course, the temporary show Epcot Forever. But the thing is that Disney has not provided any additional information about this new show. We don't know what it's called. We don't know what the music's going to be. We don't have any concept art. I mean, absolutely nothing. And
I know that they've been testing it.
Where and when?
At night.
Where?
In Epcot. I don't think that they, well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they're constructing these areas, I think, to do fireworks in, but I can't imagine how they're doing it without the.
I have heard rumors that they've been testing it.
Okay, so it's a rumor. Okay.
Maybe it's not fireworks. Maybe they've been testing, like, the lasers and the.
I expected this new show to happen around October the 1st as well. Yep. That's when I expected it. But Disney hasn't even given us a season as to when this is going to start up yet. Like, coming winter 2023, coming fall 2023. I mean,
they said
nothing
during the Disney 100.
So,
September 22nd to December 31st.
Yeah, it could be December 31st. Yeah. Happy New Year, brand new show.
Oh, my God.
People would lose their minds. Oh, goodness. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in the plans for Epcot. They just need to get done with it.
Yep.
They need to get these construction walls down and let people enjoy Epcot the way they used to. It's just taking them way too long. Just way too long. Starting on August the 1st, 2023, Mears Connect, driven by Sunshine, is going to be providing transportation between Orlando International Airport and the Walt Disney World Resort because of a merger between the two previous competing services, Mears Connect and Sunshine Flyer. According to the Mears Connect website, this is what they had to say. Mears Connect guests will not be impacted and reservations will remain the same. Sunshine Flyer guests will receive updated travel information only if their reservation date is impacted. So is this merger good or is it bad?
I think it's fine. I think they were identical, like two companies doing the exact same thing. And they are constantly running sales and offers on pricing, trying to compete with each other while not offering anything that like set them apart from the other. Like they were the same. It was fine.
Was Sunshine the smaller of the two companies?
Yeah.
I figured as much.
Yeah, they're new. Like they just started with this, whereas Mears was the previous provider for the Magical Express. And I mean, Mears is huge.
So it made sense for them to probably purchase Sunshine Flyer.
Yeah, it sounds
Flyer.
Like they absorbed the Sunshine Flyer.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Or, I mean, like the Sunshine Flyer was sold to Mears.
They're like, we can gain some good money out of this and still continue our services. So.
And probably purchase their fleet and more buses. Yeah.
I still, like so many other people, really just want Disney's Magical Express to come back.
Yeah.
It just made things a lot easier. Disney had their reasons for not wanting to continue to pay to have this service done, which they told you was, quote, part of your reservation. It's free to you if you're staying in a Disney resort and flying into Orlando International. Complimentary. That's the word I was looking for. Complimentary.
Right. Yeah. You were still paying for it,
you know. Let's be honest. But so many people are just tired of having to deal with Mears or having to deal with Sunshine Flyer. They don't want to pay the prices for a Lyft or an Uber. And they would just love to have Magical Express come back, drop your bags off, get on the bus, get off, go straight to your park and come back and your bags are waiting for you in your room.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen anymore. And I hear that Mears has had a lot of issues in the past since Magical Express stopped because Disney was running things.
Right.
Now Mears is having to run them and they're not doing it as efficiently. That's why I've heard that Mears has had a real problem with this and that's why the service is not as good as it used to be. That's a rumor. I don't know. I've never used it. I used Magical Express. I thought it was great. It was wonderful. You know, the driver was always so excited when you'd enter Walt Disney World and let you know, hey, we're here, and everybody would cheer. You had this great, you know, video that you'd watch, and now it's just a bus ride. They get you there, But you always said the best thing about Uber and Lyft is that you don't have to wait for everybody else's stops before you get to your resort, you know, which is nice.
Or town car service like Away We Go, or, you know, even Mears. Mears offers a car service or a van service where it'll take you, I think they call it Mears Express, and it'll take you directly to your resort. And I always think that's the better option, but the charter bus is the more cost-effective option.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you got that to deal with if you're going to be flying into Orlando International. You got a couple of options. You got Mears, you got Lyft, you got Uber. Or have a friend pick you up if so, you have a friend in Orlando.
Right.
Just have them pick you up. I'm sure they will. Through August the 13th of 2023, pass holders, you can get a 20% off the regularly priced food and non-alcoholic beverages over at Deluxe Burger at Disney Springs for yourself and also up to three guests with proof of a valid pass in your My Disney Experience app and also a photo ID. We did enjoy Deluxe Burger.
We did. We've been there.
It's good. Good burger. Mm-hmm. The Edison, also at Disney Springs, is going to be continuing its July Mixology Sunset Dinner Series. It's going to have an elevated three-course menu, also craft cocktail pairings. It's going to be happening on July the 27th at 5:30 and 8 p.m. Information and tickets are available at theedisonfla.com. I've never been to the Edison.
I have. I've been once. We went like late night and there was a live band and it was really awesome. They also have large batch cocktails that I think are $100. But it's enough drink for like four or five, six people. Those are pretty cool too. And that's the place that has like the bacon on a string.
Yeah.
Bacon on a wire.
Looks good.
They
looks
have
real good.
A cocktail called the Porthole, I think.
Nice.
Some cool stuff like that.
Always heard good things about the Edison.
Steampunk vibes.
There you go. Give Kids the World Village. We all know about that. It's a nonprofit resort that provides a week-long, no-cost Central Florida vacation to critically ill children and their families. They're going to be hosting what's called An Evening with Pat Sajak.
I would go.
I would definitely go. He just announced his retirement. And at the conclusion of his 41st season as host of Wheel of Fortune. 41 seasons. That's crazy. The event's going to take place on Saturday, August the 12th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. over at the Give Kids the World Village. Parking is free. Tickets, you're not going to believe this. Tickets start at $34.99 with a VIP experience also available if you want to do that. At the Eventbrite page is where you need to go. Ticket proceeds benefit Give Kids the World Village.
I wish we were local. We would totally go.
I would so go
see Pat Sajak.
Like the man just says, you know, all those different things, you know, on Wheel. It's just to meet him would be.
My grandfather was a huge Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah, mine was too.
Would watch every night.
That would be awesome. My grandma and my grandpa would start their day, local news, world news tonight, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy.
Oh, see, ours.
In their chairs, never move.
Jeopardy came on first for us. And we would watch Jeopardy and answer the questions. And then he would turn on we'd wait for Wheel of Fortune to come on. And he only wanted to see what Vanna was wearing. And he would go, Vanna, baby. And then he would turn it off every night.
Heck yeah.
And my brother can mimic my grandpa doing that so well.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, that's like, it reminds me of him every time.
You know the latest rumor on who's taking Pat Sajak's job, right?
It's confirmed.
Is it confirmed?
Yes.
Ryan Seacrest is doing this?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We called it.
Wow. I mean, way to secure just a job that can last forever.
Clearly, 41 years.
You know, I mean, and I'm just trying to imagine, you know, him starting Wheel of Fortune. You know, he looks at the camera. And this is Wheel of Fortune. Yep. And just.
He said, I'm truly humbled to be stepping into the footsteps of the legendary Pat Sajak. I can say, along with the rest of America, it's been a privilege and a joy to watch Pat and Vanna on our television screens for an unprecedented 40 years, making us smile every night and feel right at home with them. Pat, I love the way you've always celebrated the contestants and made viewers at home feel at ease. I look forward to learning everything I can from you during this transition. Many people probably don't know this, but one of my first jobs was hosting a little game show called Click for Merv Griffin 25 years ago. So oh this is gosh. Truly a full circle moment for me, and I'm grateful to Sony for the opportunity. Can't wait to continue the tradition of spinning the wheel and working alongside the great Vanna White. So Vanna's not retiring.
No, she's not. No, she's not. Here's what I don't get, though.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was with Kelly Ripa for 3 or 4 years, I guess, yeah. doing Kelly and Ripa over on ABC. He quit that job because it was just too much for him to deal with. He was doing his morning show, and then as soon as he would get done with that, he'd run and he'd do Kelly and Ryan.
Uh-huh.
And it was wearing him out. It was wearing him out. And that's why he had to quit. He specifically said that. So now you're going to do a morning show, but then you're going to go and have to do Wheel of Fortune. How is that any different?
Because it tells me it was Kelly.
You think it was Kelly?
I feel like
I believe it's probably Kelly.
People yeah. keep leaving. Like Michael Strahan left, Ryan Seacrest left. You know, now the new co-host is her husband, so he's stuck there.
He may leave. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. I don't know. I can't work with her. I can live with her, but I can't work with her. It's two totally different things. Yeah, but I mean, Ryan Seacrest, he's set himself up for, again, 40 years if yeah. he wants to, if he does it right, you know? With his little laugh and everything that he's got, you know. Gosh, how easy of a job is that? Just to say, nope, no E. Okay.
Yeah, Vanna does all the work.
Yeah, she does all the work. All he does, he stands there, says, hi, you know, hi, Nicole, how are you? Tell us a little about you. And
my
you know,
wonderful husband.
My beautiful wife, you know, and this, no.
Vanna's the one getting her steps in.
Horrible children, you know. Yeah, she's the one up there working. All Ryan has to do is to tell him no, there's not a T, and spin the wheel every now and then for the final spin of the game, you know. But anyway, back to why we started to talk about this. Pat Sajak, Give Kids the World, $34.99. Get to spend the night with him, have dinner, maybe get to talk to him a little bit. There is a VIP experience also available. Tickets proceeds benefit of Give Kids the World Village, which is a great way to give back to those kids who are critically ill and want to enjoy a Central Florida vacation. So that's really nice. That's pretty cool. All right. That pretty much covers all the different headlines that I've got this week. I do have a rumor. Let's do a rumor.
I wasn't like every other kid, you know, who dreams about being an astronaut. I was always more interested in what bark was made out of on a tree.
Hey, how you doing?
You almost think I'm pretty stupid.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
That's what I'm talking about! Let's get nuts!
It's time for the DW60 Rumor of the Week.
So it is no surprise and no special news that we know about when it comes to the Haunted Mansion going through its routine refurbishment this year, August the 7th through the 9th. You know, they have to throw some more dust on things like that and just, you know, make the place look more old and gringy and everything. It's just the way the Haunted Mansion looks.
Grease the wheels.
Yeah, exactly. So the rumor is that during the time that it's going to be shut down, the 7th through the 9th, Disney was going to be installing the Hatbox Ghost into the mansion.
Like right in time for the first not so scary party, right? So it was going to be closed the 7th through the 9th, and the first party is the 11th. Totally makes sense.
And then you've got the Haunted Mansion film opening in theaters on July the 28th, which is coming up this next week. So it would have made sense. Perfect timing, Halloween party, Haunted Mansion movie comes out and everything else. Rumor was fantastic. Rumor ended up turning out not to be true at all.
Is Disney gaslighting us?
It
would not shock me if they were like, no.
I can't remember the Imagineer's name who jumped onto Instagram and pretty much said, no, this rumor is not true. It is not being installed August 7th through the 9th.
I think Disney themselves.
Yeah, he came out and he said that and it was confirmed. But the thing is that now people are saying that Disney is using that time to prep the area. Not install it, but prep the area. So, I mean, Wait a second. How do you prep the area without covering it up, completely taking out something else, and not giving away the fact that the hatbox ghost is going to be in this area?
Well, I mean,
I don't know how you do that.
I kind of know where it's going to be. It's going to be in the attic scene. At Disneyland, it's the end of the attic scene.
So, oh, they could take away you know who.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, this is a great idea. I won't have to deal with that evil woman anymore.
I know. You don't like her.
I don't like her at all. But I don't think that's where it's going. I think it's going somewhere else in the attic, like in the beginning. I don't think it's going to be at the end. I think she'll stick around.
So in Disneyland, it's like right after the attic scene, right before you go into the graveyard. That's where it is in Disneyland.
So why go through all the trouble of covering up that area, prepping it, but not... Is it just sitting in the warehouse right now, ready to go in a box, a crate?
And just when? Like, when?
When?
Like, what better time? I mean, maybe... I don't know. And maybe they're prepping it so that they can just install it overnight. Like, right? Like, the night after the park closes, you know, they can install it, and then it'll be ready for the first day of the party or something.
I don't know. I don't know what they're waiting on, because it's been, what, a full year now since the D23 Expo in 2022, where they talked about it. Everybody was so excited, and that was the initial thought that, you know, Hatbox Ghost will go in time for the Haunted Mansion movie and in time for Not-So-Scary Halloween Party.
Because Hatbox Ghost is in the movie.
Yeah.
Isn't so he Jared Leto?
Why not have him out?
Isn't Jared Leto the Hatbox Ghost?
And people will say, well, we've already got it in Disneyland for the movie.
Boo.
Okay, well, okay, you. Right, fine. We want it in Orlando. We want it at Walt Disney World, the Magic Kingdom. And it just makes sense.
Yeah, it is Jared Leto. I showed Jeff a video of Owen Wilson. They were like, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
They were at the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland. You know how out there sometimes they have casts of movies show up in the park. And it was Owen Wilson. He was like welcoming people in the Haunted Mansion. He was like, some people think I'm, what did he say? Some people think I'm really just a cartoon car or something like that. But he was like referencing Lightning McQueen. It was really funny.
Interesting. I bet you that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Just to do work as a cast member for one day and one evening there at the Haunted Mansion, get to wear the whole thing. I bet you that's hot, though, to wear. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Maybe not in California, though.
Not in California. No, no, not at all. But I still think it'd be cool just to do it for a day, I think. All right, let's get to some emails.
It's email time.
It's email time. Hey, everybody, it's email time.
Okay, we did get a text message from one of our listeners. After our show this past Friday over on Sorcerer Radio, we had our Christmas in July edition of DW60, which we do every single year. The question was to listeners, who do you think would be a great addition to the candlelight processional that they have every holiday season there at Epcot in the World Showcase at the American Gardens Theater? My big suggestion was Morgan Freeman.
Right.
What was your big one?
Oh, gosh.
You remember?
No, I don't.
You named off a few.
I did.
We all came to the...
I said, like, Mark Hamill and people like that.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. We did get a text message, and it came from Ellen in Boston. Mm-hmm. She said, to answer your question on who I would like to see at the Candlelight Processional as a host, it would be Julie Andrews or John O'Hurley.
John's been a host of the Candlelight Processional.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay. But what about Julie Andrews?
I don't know. I was just Googling real quick.
Hmm.
I can't remember.
If she hasn't, she would be great.
Right?
She would be. I mean, dining packages for that night would sell out in seconds. Seconds. And the line for seating.
Oh, yeah.
Would be...
It would be A fabulous night to do anything else in Epcot.
Yeah.
Because just everyone would be there.
Everybody would be there, and lines would be open for so many different things. But man, oh man, you'd have to camp that one out for a long time. I can only imagine what Julie Andrews would be like if she had done it before.
In the same vein, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah. Dick Van Dyke. Yeah, that would be a good one.
He's done the one at Disneyland, but...
Also, another email from Alicia Benson said, my sister and I are looking forward to finally doing the Candlelight Processional. As former CMs and people that go every year to Disney from Ohio, it's one of the few things we haven't ever done. Looking forward to checking it off our lists, that along with the Festival of Holidays, and also attending Jollywood Nights inaugural year. They're going to have a good time.
I know. I booked their trip.
Really good time.
I booked their trip. So I'm really excited to be helping them plan that awesome trip. I'm so jealous of going to Jollywood Nights. I want to go so bad.
Speaking of booking a trip, tell them how they can book a trip.
So contact me. You can send me an email at nicole.davis@magicalparkvacations.com. You can send us a little like Instagram message or Facebook message to the show page or to me or whatever. You can find me on Instagram at theme park travel agent, and I can help you with a multitude of things. I can help you with Disney destinations near and far. So Disney World, Disneyland, Cruise Line, Aulani, Adventures by Disney, even the international parks. And I can also help you with Royal Caribbean cruises. That's fun, too. We do love a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Oh, yes, we do. Love it.
We're really trying to cruise for Christmas this year.
We are.
Like a Christmas slash my 30th birthday cruise.
Yes.
With my family, which is going to be so much fun.
Bill on a cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes, my family's. They're a party.
They love a good time. They love a good time.
Christmas yeah, in the Caribbean.
Have you seen an increase, any, lately for holiday bookings?
Oh, yeah. Once all the party information came out, people were like, nuts, what? Huh? I want to go. Yeah, especially the Jollywood night stuff. But even if you're local, or if you don't have a trip booked with me, or you booked on your own, whichever, I can still buy party tickets for you, or like with you. And if you've booked a trip and you want my help, if you booked within 30 days and it's not paid in full, you can transfer the reservation to me. So that's always an option too, and I'm happy to help.
She is, because she'll wake up at like 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
For your dining reservations, yes, and for your tickets, and just all this other stuff.
Oh, man, Jollywood Nights just played me. It was like they didn't tell us when Jollywood Nights and the Christmas party tickets came out on the same day.
Just kind of happened.
Tell
right?
us like when it was going to come out. We didn't know if it was going to be midnight. We didn't know if it was going to be 6 a.m. Like we didn't know.
She was ready though. You were ready.
I was all hours. But
I could barely open an eyelid, and Nicole pops up out of the bed and just
only
like she's levitating
days.
Or something, yeah. And she just goes.
Well, and then like, do you remember a couple weeks ago when the most recent resort discounts came out?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, I like woke up, my alarm went off, I woke up, I looked over at my phone, and I just see the email headline, and it's like, new offers to save money at Disney World this holiday season. I'm like, oh.
Does Disney think that you guys don't sleep, that you just stay up all night every single night waiting for these deals to come out?
Well,
I mean, give me a little more notice,
like early for me because we're central time. But also,
oh yeah, that's true.
They stopped giving agents a heads up because so much stuff is leaking. Like they used to give us a heads up on stuff, but then people post stuff or they tell their friends or whatever, and the information gets out. So, you know, there was a deal a while back for a dining card, and Disney shared the information with agents ahead of time, and then people were like, you know, you didn't hear from me, but blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's a really good way for Disney to like revoke your privileges.
This is why we can't have nice things, agents.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Yeah, you're ruining it for everybody.
Making Nicole wake up even earlier in the morning.
It's now. Just, it's one of those things where like, it's just not worth it to risk it. It's just not.
No, it's not. Absolutely not. All right. So if you need to book a trip, let Nicole know.
I'll let you, girl.
Yeah, definitely. How about some birthdays? Want to do some birthdays?
Birthdays!
Birthday time here on the show. Here we go. What does our email say for birthday time?
Jeff and Nicole! Hello.
Hi.
We wanted to see if we could get a birthday shout out for our son, Brandon, who turns 21 this year and will be celebrating at Walt Disney World. He wants to have his first legal drink in America at Walt Disney World, so we are headed there Friday, July 21st to celebrate his 21st the next day at Magic Kingdom. He'll drink around the world on Sunday at Epcot and will finish up at Animal Kingdom on Monday. Unfortunately, there will be no visit to Hollywood Studios this time around. He is an outstanding young man who is studying to be a sports analyst at the University of Texas at Dallas. His favorite ride is Guardians of the Galaxy, and his favorite meal would be the Tusker House Breakfast Buffet. And that is from Lance and Sherry Begley. I love that.
So I find it interesting that to celebrate his 21st birthday and have his first legal drink, he's going to drink around the world at Epcot.
I love it.
So like you're breaking him in like the best way possible. Where are you going to start? Are you going to start in Canada or did they start? Because his birthday was on Friday. Did they start in Canada or did they start in Mexico? That's what I want to know. That's what I'm curious to hear.
I mean, you always got to start in Mexico, but if you're going to drink around the world, Mexico is a hard place to start.
It is a hard place to start, but a very tasty place to start, though.
Yes.
Margarita, tequila shots, something like that.
Scorpion?
Yeah. Oh. You do the scorpion shot, let me know, because I've done it before.
Yeah.
There in Mexico at La Cava. So, yeah, I hope Brandon had a fantastic time this past Friday for his 21st birthday. Drinking in the around the world. I want to know if he made it all the way around, too, at the same time. Because there's a lot of different drinks to try. Quite a few countries. So, Brandon, we hope that you had a fantastic birthday. And we hope that everything went well. You had a wonderful time and you got to enjoy it with your family. It's fantastic. You get a...
Heck yeah!
Heck yeah!
And you get sparkles, too. So. You got a birthday shout out that you want to do here on the show. Let us know by sending us a text message. Send a text message to us. Why don't you? 408-909-DW60. Or you can send us an email. Send your email to DW60@srsounds.com. For everybody out there celebrating a birthday this week, this message is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Come on, everybody. Time to feed.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
That sound brings us to the end of our show. We want to thank everybody for taking a little bit of time out of your day, whether it be you're driving in the car, you're sitting at work, and listening to DW60's Press Row. We really appreciate every single one of our listeners, and we'd love to hear from you. Here's how you can get in contact with us.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram at DW60 Press Row. We do bonus episodes and behind the scenes and just interactive stuff over on our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting the show, other than booking a trip with me, that is the best way to do it. We truly, truly appreciate our patrons more than they will ever know. We are DW60 Press Row Podcast over there. Like Jeff mentioned earlier, you can send us an email, DW60@srsounds.com, or leave us a voicemail or send us a text message, 408-909-3960, which is 408-909-DW60.
Big thanks to all of our listeners out there who are rating us, reviewing us, and sharing the podcast over on Apple Podcasts. We thank you so much for that. Continue to do so because it only helps out the show get out there to everybody. And share it with your friends as you're listening to the show. Post on Facebook, post on Threads, post on Instagram. Let them know you're listening to DW60 and how much you're enjoying the show. We would definitely appreciate that. As Nicole mentioned about Patreon, you just mentioned to me that we have found a way to go live on Patreon. So we're going to be looking to do that here coming soon, very soon. I just got to figure out how to do it. It shouldn't be too hard, but we'll get there. No problem. For everybody else, thank you so much for listening to the show. Whether you're listening on Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, all of you guys, we are so very, very thankful. Thank you so very much that you're joining us every single week. And we'll come back next week. Good Lord willing, we're still healthy, not sick or anything, for another edition of the show. We hope you have a fantastic week, everybody. Take care.